Welcome to the author commentary for Star Wars From a Certain Point of View, The Empire Strikes Back. Here we go behind the scenes with contributors to discuss the creative process behind their stories. And just so you know, these conversations may contain story spoilers. I'm Elizabeth Schaefer, one of the editors who worked on this wonderful project. And right now we're talking with Beth Revis, author of a story called For the Last Time. Welcome to the show, Beth.
Thank you so much for having me. This is going to be so much fun.
Oh, I'm so excited to talk about Admiral Piet, my boy. Your story tackles Piet's point of view when he walks in on a helmetless Darth Vader enjoying his meditation chamber. And in The Empire Strikes Back and in this anthology, we meet several Imperial officers, Ozzel, Veers, Piet, Nita. How do you think Piet stands out among his peers? And what drew you to writing about him?
Well, I wanted to write about him mostly because he is the first person on camera in the film, not throughout all of the backstories. He's the first person that the audience sees seeing him, Vader, without a helmet. Hmm. And that moment was the moment that always stood out to me from watching the movie, because it's the first glimpse we have behind that. And I really wanted to explore that exact moment. And when I first thought of it, the moment was much, much bigger in my mind because it's such a momentous thing where you finally see Vader without his helmet. I'm like, wow, that must have been like 10 minutes in the movie. And then I went, and so like, as soon as I heard about the story, I signed up for it. I was like, I want that moment. And then I went back and rewatched the movie. And I was like, okay, so that's like 2 seconds long. I need to make a whole story out of 2 seconds. Eek.
And then you did it amazingly.
Oh, thanks. I tried.
Because you write about Piet seeing Vader and it being this moment of that completely impacts how Piet sees Vader himself, knowing that there is a man underneath here and he is maybe not doing well. He's not like this towering, oppressive boogeyman, unknowable figure that we've seen before. And can you talk a little bit about Piet's experience of seeing that?
Yeah, one of the things that I love about Star Wars in general, over all the movies, is how much hope there is. Like, that's obviously a major theme throughout it. But in Empire Strikes Back, in particular, of all the movies, I feel like that's the one that also shows you that, yes, there is hope and there is goodness, but there are also some people who are just truly dark and evil. Hmm. I think every other Star Wars movie, especially the more recent ones, but all the other ones, there is this redemption element to it. But Empire Strikes Back, of all of them, kind of does seem to embrace the idea that there are actually some people who are just evil and they choose it. It's always a choice. And so for me, when I was looking at Piet, I wanted to have this moment where he had the ability to choose how he responded to this moment. Like anybody else, I hope, would look at somebody who is as broken as Vader is and feel pity. And it takes Piet a long time to even recognize that it is pity that he feels. And then he suppresses it. And he's like, no, I don't want the pity. I want literally anything else. I want to continue this path that I'm on. And that was really what I was trying to show, is that Piet is the person who chooses very poorly in this situation.
That's so interesting, because from his point of view in this story, that feeling of pity is damaging. It's frightening to him to be in experiencing that. And in a lot of ways, your story is this meditation on fear and the power that it has to both inspire and control people, and the kind of limits and failures of fear as a, you know, motivational tool, leadership tool. Can you talk a little bit about how you explore fear and leadership in the story?
Yeah, I love the concept that there are certain things that make people choose the dark side and the dark path, even though Piet's not a Force user, the darkness of that. And fear is definitely one of those. And there, I mean, we have the famous lines of how fear leads to the dark side and things like that. And this is Piet really choosing that and consciously going, yeah, it does lead to the dark side. And I'm 1,000% okay with that. Sign me up. I'm on board. I think we do have stories like with Finn more recently, where we see like stormtroopers or people in the Empire who didn't realize the full connotation of what they were doing. And the Empire is vast, it's huge, it's the whole galaxy. So obviously there's going to be people who don't realize just how dark it is in the center, but Piet does. And there had to be people like that who did realize just how bad it was and were okay with it and were actually in support of it. And that's the thing that really kind of drove the story for me, because I can understand how some people would make a poor decision or how some people may look at something from a different point of view. But Piet, he sees it from his point of view, and he sees that it's not the good, like, light path, and he's still for it, and he goes down it. And that was something I wanted to grapple with in the story.
He's almost inspired by it. Like, the darkness is encouraging to him, which is terrifying.
But there are people like that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I also wanted to ask that Piet is, you know, working with Vader can be a high hazard job. And Piet is one of the few major Imperial officers in the films who isn't killed by Vader, and makes it to the end of the film and is just one of the casualties in the Battle of Endor. What do you think is the secret to Piet's success?
I mean, yeah, it's an odd thing to call that success, but yeah. and that was something that I definitely did not realize was going to be so difficult to include in the story, because I wanted to write about Ozzel's death scene as well. And I had to put it in as a flashback because I also wanted to keep it within the moment, but I had to include basically the best death scene in the entire movie, in my opinion, was when Piet gets, you know, promoted to Admiral. But I think for Piet, the thing that saves him and the reason why Vader doesn't, you know, murder him as Vader is wont to do, is because Piet makes that conscious choice of, I could feel pity or I could feel fear, and I choose fear, and I choose to let that inspire me to continue the path I'm on. Because if Piet had, in that moment when he sees Vader, surely, even though Vader's back is turned to him, he must know that Piet saw something. Whether it just be intuition or just common sense, he has to know that he was seen. And if Piet had shown any of that pity that he felt, I don't think he would have survived. Like, Vader, I don't think Vader is the kind of person who would accept pity. I think that is a major reason behind what makes Vader Vader. And so had Piet recognized that pity and grasped it, he definitely would have been choked out. But instead, he saw the pity and he was like, nope, not going to do that. Let's suppress that along with every other good emotion in the world. And that's what saved him, in my opinion.
Huh. That's very fascinating. And it is a fascinating story. Thank you so much, Beth, for talking with me today. And thank you for listening. You can read For the Last Time and all the other stories in From a Certain Point of View, The Empire Strikes Back, available now from all your favorite booksellers in print, ebook, and audio download. Thank you.